Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Last night, Rob Parker, there was a heck of an NBA game on television.
And you know what? I was so moved by it. I watched and I was just, I don't know, I was excited.
The Houston Rockets beat the Golden State Warriors in Oakland. Third straight home loss for the Warriors, by the way. 135-134. And James Harden, it's hard to find words to describe how great he was. And I know that might sound crazy and, oh, you're going overboard, Chris. No. James Harden, we know that the Warriors are known for their big four. It was basically 1-on-4. That's what it was. It was one superstar. Chris Paul is out with injury. Eric Gordon, who isn't even a star, but he's a really good player, is out with injury. And James Harden takes down Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green essentially by himself. Now, Clint Capella had a nice game, 29 points, 21 rebounds. And, you know, some other players played well. They these role players are good in Houston. But it was the James Harden show. He scored 44 points, had 15 assists, 10 rebounds for his fifth straight 40-point game, 13 of 32 shooting. I know that sounds like, oh, he shot it a ton, but that's actually not a horrible percentage. It's 40 in the 40s.
Not great, but it's not terrible.
No, but the fact is he did, his true shooting percentage was nice because he was 8 of 9 from the foul line and 10 of 23 from three-point range. The dude is magnificent.
No, the dude is more than that, and I want you to finally bow down and acknowledge him. Because I tried to tell
he's
you.
He's great. I voted for him MVP in 2015.
But I told you before.
You even knew who he was.
I didn't know who he was, but I know who he is now. And I told you he's the best player in the NBA.
Stop
right
it.
Here, right now, Chris Broussard. He's the best player in the league. Don't give me no LeBron wine drinking, half cocked.
You don't think Harden drinks a little bit of wine?
I'm talking about he don't bring a glass.
Enjoys his time away.
He don't bring. I know his jersey's retired
right,
at the strip club.
Thank you.
But
come on.
But that's for the most dollar bills. That's for the most dollar bills shuffled out in a 1 minute time frame. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame or retired number. But I've been telling you this, Chris, for a while. He's the defending.
A while?
Yeah, he's the defending.
The first time it ever came out of your mouth was Tuesday.
Right.
That was like 3 days ago.
But
that's
you made it like I was like on another planet.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
Okay,
and this was
my
point.
Tell the people what you're saying. They don't even know yet.
This
what
is
you
my
saying?
Point. He's the best player in the NBA right now.
Stop.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Stop
he's
it.
He's a defending MVP.
Which,
and he was unbelievable. And now look what he's doing. First of all, earlier this week, he was the first guy to score over 400 points in a 10-game stretch in 30 years other than Kobe and Michael Jordan. So he's in rarefied air. Now he's winning games. They've won 10 of the 11, and they don't have Chris Paul. He's not just putting up numbers. They're winning. Chris, it's about winning. That's what he does. He's not just stat pad for piling up numbers and putting up numbers and his team loses, he's winning. That's what makes him the best player in the league. It's not LeBron James. It's not Kevin Durant. Not here, not now. And I'm not talking about.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Don't
couch it.
I'm not couching.
Don't couch it. I'm going to put you on the spot because you like to say he's the best player in the league right now.
Yes.
What does right now mean?
Like as
this
of
this week?
As of Friday.
The last month?
As
what?
Of Friday, January 4th, he's the best player in the league. And the reason I say that.
When did he become the best player in the world?
About 2 weeks ago when he started going off.
So, okay,
when you
hold on.
When you attach that to what he did last year, that's why I have him there. Now, hold on. This is the problem I have.
I'm just wondering where your definition comes from.
When you say, is he the best basketball player in the world? People are going to say, he hasn't won any playoffs, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that, and it becomes a lifetime achievement award.
Stop it. No,
and
it doesn't.
That's not what I want to talk about, because that's where everybody will run to LeBron James. Oh, you're crazy. He ain't no best player. Because I see the comments on Instagram and Twitter.
Because you're
people
nuts.
Have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
Because the first thing they say is, well, what
that
about his playoff
tell you
record?
Something.
What about game seven? What about the dude? No, we're talking about right here, right now in the league, he's the best player.
What is, first of all, I got two issues with you.
It's not a lifetime achievement award.
James,
that's what I wanted
James
to get
Harden
across.
James Harden is wonderful. This is no slight on him. Like I said, I am one of those who thinks he should have at least two MVP awards already. I voted for him in 2015, the first year Steph won it, and I voted for him last year when he did indeed win it. But when you tell me he's the best player in the world right now, does that mean you're trying to say at this very moment, does that mean in 3 weeks, if they go on a four-game losing streak and his numbers go down to what his season average is, 32 points, 8 or 9 assists, you know, just really good numbers but not this outlandish, crazy stuff he's putting up right now, is he no longer going to be the best player in the world?
But you don't
switch the best player in the world every 2 weeks based on who's playing better.
No, but right now I'm saying – Chris,
he's in a ridiculous.
But it's
groove.
Not just. But it's not
and
like
he's the man. He's
it's not
balling.
Like I'm taking 2 weeks and then saying, okay, this guy was
it
the
is
this
like
guy
that.
Was the MVP last year.
That doesn't
year.
Mean he was the best player.
And I'm telling you, when you add that along with what he's doing without having his number two guy, which is the amazing thing, and they're still winning without Chris Paul, like he didn't matter. They went into Oakland yesterday. And we're getting steamrolled early. It looked like it was going to be a blowout. And then this guy just took over.
Rob.
And that's the amazing thing about him. He does matter.
You don't – he's fantastic. But you don't become the best player in the world or the league. I don't know what the difference is because the NBA is the best league by far
no,
in the world.
No, but this is what
well,
I mean by
is there somebody
it.
In
no.
Russia? Is there a kid in Spain who's better than anybody in the NBA? I mean, what
I
do you mean?
I just explained
why
it to you
why
because –
are you afraid to say the world?
I'm not afraid to say it, but when you say
is
that –
is the NBA not the best league in the
when,
world?
When you say that, people want to make it a lifetime achievement award.
I don't know about they, that. They,
that's
Elijah,
what they,
do you feel like
you
doing
know
that
what I'm talking about.
The world?
Yes, they think about
Alex, Rob G. To me, best player in the world and best player in the league are the exact same
thing. No, it's
thing.
Not. Because
it's the
what,
NBA.
Because
it's the freaking NBA.
What people talk about is, well, what are you doing in the playoffs? And they bring in all these
that,
other things that have nothing to do with
that
it.
That has the league.
No, it doesn't.
That's the league. What,
no, wait, it doesn't. Then LeBron's not the greatest. He's lost 6 championships. Oh, you can't use that. Look at his stats. He's been to 8 championships. So it's not just about winning championships.
You're all over the map, Rob.
No, I'm not.
You are. You're way. You're
no,
all
I'm
over
not.
The place.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Now
he's
you're
the
talking
best
about
player.
No, look.
He's the best player right here, right now.
Best player in the league. To
that's
use
your.
Your
that's
language.
What you like to use the world. That's
it's
what
it's
you
the
like.
Same
you
thing.
Haven't. You haven't seen everybody who's played basketball, have you?
Are you telling me there's
I don't
a kid
know.
In Lithuania
have
that's better
him?
Than Kevin Durant?
Have you seen him?
Yes.
You seen every player?
I've seen them all.
You haven't
there
seen them all. You don't
not,
know.
I can say with 100% certainty that there is nobody in Lithuania, Serbia, Yugoslavia.
You don't know that.
Does that still exist? Russia, England, where France? Who's better than the best player in the NBA?
There could be
there's
a guy.
Nobody.
There could be a guy in Hong Kong right now we don't know about.
Nobody
awesome.
In Africa. Nobody in China.
There's a 9-foot-tall guy walking around Africa. And you know what? They thought he was a giraffe, but then he wound up playing basketball.
I'm just going to let that marinate. Yeah. What else we got? Kawhi? Nah, Kawhi.
I don't
Kawhi
think Kawhi
didn't
like
think that.
That
was funny. See, you don't do PG well.
877.
Right. You don't do PG well.
99
on
Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, my God.
Time now for The Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
We are excited to bring this week in a good friend of ours. We had him on, I think, when we did the weekend show. But this is back in July. This is the first time since we've gone Monday through Friday daily.
It was that appearance that helped us land the full-time show.
Right. They said, you can get Frank Caliendo. Wow. You guys deserve a daily show.
Exactly.
So check him out at Frank On Stage, just like it sounds, frankonstage.com for his upcoming tour dates and ticket information. We're talking about none other than the great comedian and sports analyst, Frank Caliendo. Frank,
Happy New Year,
brother. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys. Celebrity Corner D-List Edition.
Never a D-lister, man. Never.
Frank, but he can sound like a bunch of A-listers, so you're lucky.
Hey, before we get into the sports talk, I do want you to give Rob some pointers on being a comedian. He's a wannabe comedian. I don't know if you know that.
Frank, I want to do stand-up, but I don't want to lose my gig because, you know, the pushback after you do the – I do my
he's
5 minutes.
He's R-rated, Frank.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying to get him to be PG, but he's R.
Well, I think you are you serious about this? Because if I am being serious about this, the first step is to do actually what you do, Rob. You're a contrarian thinker, right?
Yes.
So you're doing stuff. You're thinking in a different way than 99.9% of the human race.
Yes.
In other words, he just called you crazy.
Yeah, I'm a sugar nut.
But I mean, you back it up with interesting, logical reasoning. So that's what it takes: is you come from a different point of view, and then you just support that point of view, and people put A and B together, and they're like, "Wow, okay." They might disagree with you, but they're like, "How did he put that together?" And that's a good point.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
Some people, Rob, are just laughing at your serious case, though.
I know.
That's true, though. Frank just broke it
down.
Like,
that was
be
the funniest.
Yourself.
No, that was the funniest thing you could do is the emotional reality of, I know.
I know. That's all I could do right there. But, I got some jokes. One of these days I'll share some with you. You'll tell me where I'm at. We'll do that. All right?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think I told you this last time. I used to listen to Rob and go, he's out of his mind crazy. And now I listen, I go, because you've brought me along. Like, I started to understand where you're thinking. I go, I get that. And I have a friend that listened to me on the show last time. His name's Mike Bernard. He's helped coach my son and all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And a super great guy. And he's like, and he heard that interview. He's like, Frank, don't get on board with Rob.
Parker.
That's a bad idea.
I was going to say, Frank, that's not a good sign, what you just said.
Frank,
I mean,
you know what? You got it, man. You understand. 33 years of experience in this business. I tackled everybody. All right, now let me ask you about Cleveland and the Browns and where they went.
Because you have ties to Cleveland.
Exactly, right?
You know, you're a huge Cleveland fan, right?
My wife is from Cleveland. Everybody was really mad in the family. We're Italian, so my wife's Italian too. So when you say in the family, it means a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody in Cleveland was like Johnny Manziel 2.0. Baker Mayfield's really become. He's a lot of fun. He's not in the playoffs, obviously, but he's become fun to watch. Every week I want to know what he's going to do.
No question.
And I really look forward to that. And to get to that seven, I'm not big into the staring down and all that kind of stuff.
No, that's the stuff that I didn't like. I think that's childish.
Yeah, and I've heard you talk about that. I've heard Cowherd talk about that as well. And I just think it's unnecessary, especially when you're playing that well. If that's something I feel like somebody would do when they're not playing well, they might start talking to get the hype going around them. He's doing a really great job. So I think people in Cleveland are excited. And you don't go into watching a game thinking, hey, they might lose this. You're like, hey, we got a chance to win. And that's been a while for Cleveland.
A lot of people are saying that the Cleveland job, the Jets job, are probably the two best jobs. And, of course, Green Bay with a veteran quarterback. But as far as with young quarterbacks, Cleveland and the Jets are two really good jobs to have. Who do you like? Is there anybody out there that you would like to be the coach of the Browns, or have you looked at it?
Mike McCarthy
from Green Bay has been mentioned.
I know quite a few people that have played under McCarthy. Like, I've gotten to be friends. That's the tough thing for me, and I don't know how you guys do it in this business. Maybe it's because you've been around it so long. You become friends with players all over the place. I don't even root for teams anymore. I root for players, and it's like my own personal fantasy league that I just, because, they're friends. They've been friends over time. I don't know. McCarthy seems to be, am I a real analyst? Should I be doing this?
No, we just asked.
No, we
just.
Any of those jobs, man. I tell you what, man, you know what I did? What I did was I took two teams to the playoffs this year, man. I sent the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears to the playoffs. How about that, man?
That's a bad man right there, even though your team didn't make the playoffs, but I got it.
I don't care about my team. I'm a giver, man.
John, you have destroyed this team. I hope you know that.
I'll tell you what, man, we're coming back. I've actually I went and talked to the Raiders, and they won that game.
They brought you in to kind of give a speech. Oh, great!
Gruden brought me in. Speech. I started.
Did you do it in his voice?
Like, yeah, and he's like, "You gonna start doing somebody else?" I'm like, "You brought me in, man. I'm doing this for as long as I can." The guys are going crazy. Derek Carr in the front row with his binder. We're ready to go, man.
only thing that had to be strange was when it came time for them to compensate you. And John Gruden pulled out a pocket full of hundreds and just ripped it off and paid you in cash.
he traded me.
He traded you afterwards.
No, it was great. It was interesting to see a lot of that behind the scenes. And I don't know. Like I said, I root for all these guys. That's the difficult thing of where I've gone and met a lot of these players. And most of the time, I've met players because I wanted to introduce my son to them. So that's you meet people, you spend a little bit of time with them, you text back and forth sometimes, and you're like, oh, man, this is a great person. Can't wait to see them play. And then they play each other, and you're like, I don't know who I want to win. I don't care.
Who are your favorite players? Not necessarily your best friends in the leagues, but so who are some of your favorite players?
Players
favorite
you like athletes? To watch?
In football or basketball or
both.
Everything?
Football and basketball.
I would say in football, still big J.J. Watt because you never know what he's going to do. I'm really starting to get into Deshaun Watson. Russell Wilson, who played catch with my son on my son's birthday.
Wow. That's great. Your son must have loved that.
How old is your son?
Oh, crazy. Surreal. He brought a friend with him and, you know.
Wow.
I was like, it's my son's birthday. I can't do the charity event. They're like. His agent was like, you know what, Russell play catch with him. And I hate, like, these guys like Russell, I hate to bother him. I have, like, their phone numbers and stuff. And there's the craziest thing that ever happened was this is a Drew Brees who's become a super nice – he's a super nice guy to everybody. But he let my son watch tape, you know, in preseason a couple years ago with the quarterbacks. Wow. And it was surreal. But Drew doesn't even know this, one day my contacts had merged with my daughter's contacts on her phone that she had mostly for, she had it mostly for just playing games or something like that. It wasn't even a phone she really used because she was young. She's probably like 8, 9 years old, but she used one of our phones and had it and was hooked up to my Apple ID. And she's calling Drew Brees, and I got to press stop this fast. Like, I'll never, he'll block
right.
me. Don't do that.
He'll block me. Right. Right. What are you doing?
Right.
Yeah. It was crazy. So.
It's the Odd Couple. We're joined by comedian Frank Caliendo. No, Frank. That's why I got off iCloud because my daughters were getting my numbers to, you know, contacts players throughout the league, and I was so afraid
that they would make a mistake.
One of them was going to call, you know. Some player in the NBA. And
yeah, and it could happen. And you get that. They see your texts, and your texts aren't meant for family members.
No, no.
Right, exactly. iCloud is crazy. It's the wild, wild west. Like, it's too crazy out there. But how old is your son?
He's 14 now.
Oh, so is he an athlete?
No, he's a comedian.
He's a comedian at 14.
It runs in the family.
You know, he would love to have been an athlete, but he just isn't.
Right. But he loves sports.
He does love. He loves sports. He loves numbers in sports and that. So maybe work his way into
analytics
into the front office somewhere, something like that. But he's gotten big. He was big into football, hugely into football because of Madden. But then he started playing 2K and NBA 2K, and that's become his life. That beats out Fortnite now. So
wow, wow. Now, were you an athlete when you were younger?
Look at me. Of course I was.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
Yeah,
I'm like Al Bundy. I busted up a leg and I wasn't able to play. I was a running back. I was full sized with fully grown.
I was going to say running back or fullback. I was.
Yeah, I was like a running back type fullback. I mean, I ran. This is going to make you guys laugh, but I ran like a 4.8, 4.9, which was in my school super fast. It was hand timed, and I'm going to tell you 4.6 or 4.7, just to me. But my first step wasn't very good. My third and fourth were decent, and then by the time if I ever tried to run 100 in track, people would just go right past me because my inseam is probably about 26, so low center of gravity. I actually really liked football, but it just wasn't in the cards for me either.
How about the playoffs this weekend? We got two games tomorrow. Are you into the Cowboys-Seattle game? Is a primetime game everybody's been talking about. Have you do you like have a favorite there? You like the Cowboys? Are they? I call them South America's team because they've haven't really performed. They've been under 500 most of the time. Or I think they have two playoff wins in the last since 1995, which is incredible. But do you like Dallas?
Don't they feel kind of similar? They're strong running games, pretty good defense. The keys, I mean, I think Russell Wilson, I don't know, Dak, Russell Wilson over Dak Prescott if you're going quarterbacks. But I don't know. That's almost a madness. I got to go back and, you know, you look at all the things these guys could do and all the things they can't do. I mean, I know it's Jerry World. Boom, I got to go rush.
That's so good.
I felt like I'd gone too long without an impression for you guys. So
no,
I
that was good.
Force one in.
Anytime you could put one in.
We love your impressions,
you know that.
Man. Now, one guy you've been a little critical of,
and rightfully so.
Right, Jason Witten, he's having a tough transition, you feel.
I was trying to not be like critical of him, but more almost because I started to like some of the things he does, but he gets so excited that he only does three words or four words at a time, and he's trying to talk about look what's happened there, and it's unbelievable, and I haven't said anything in the last 3 minutes. I was tweeted that out, and people were saying that's how this one dog talks on Twitter. And then I started thinking, first of all, you think a dog actually talks on Twitter? And then I looked it up, and the dog really does talk like that. So,
how do you think Romo's doing?
I have friends that can't stand Tony Romo, and I go, really? I think he's great. His energy is over the I shouldn't say his energy is over the top. He's so casual in the way he talks, and then he gets very energetic and excited about things. I think it's real, and that's what I think is great about Tony Romo. I actually like it when he calls what's going to happen before it happens, although I've heard people that have frowned upon that.
Well, because he does it too often. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like because
it does show his knowledge.
No, but he's wrong too a lot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it becomes, because it is good if you could do it once in a while.
Right.
The only thing I don't like, Frank, and I don't know if you've, he talks over the play-by-play guy too much. Like to be a good color guy, you can't step on
Jim Nance.
Yeah, you can't step on him.
Jim Nance leaves you so much time to talk.
He does. That's true.
Hello, friend. Yeah, I think they're a very solid solid crew. The number one crews I think everywhere are pretty doggone.
Is Aikman and Buck you think they're the best?
I still think they're I probably do. I know it's hard. Again, I know Joe really well and I've been around Troy. That's all.
Troy. All right.
I never feel like I have anything to say to Troy, so I just look at him and go, hello.
Yeah, he won three Super Bowls. He's 6'4". You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much there for you to talk about.
And people don't know how funny Joe Buck plays it very seriously on the broadcast. He's a very self-deprecating, funny, dry guy off the broadcast. That doesn't always come through, or it never really comes through. He's playing the part of the play-by-play guy, you know, to the T, but it's just funny to listen to Joe just go off and make fun of himself and stuff like that. I think the Monday Night guys, I read some stuff about Witten. The difficult thing for them is Witten went right in without really any practice.
Yeah.
And that's, you guys know, that stuff is not easy to do. To
everybody thinks it is, right? Everybody's saying, oh, it's just a football game. You're just talking about football. There's so much that goes into it.
No question.
When I first started to do in comedy and they brought me on to do a they had me go do a Brewers, just an inning of play-by-play for Brewers Cardinals game just to try and do it for real. I went from doing all this talking to nothing because I didn't know what to say. And I knew the game pretty well at that point. But still, just that you have to get into rhythms. You have to be not worried about saying something you said 2 days ago because it's a lot of repetitiveness. It just is what it is. It's way more difficult than people say. They think it's really easy. It's pretty doggone hard.
It really is.
Well, Frank, excellent job, man.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. We always appreciate your time. Again, you can check him out, get his upcoming tour dates and ticket information at frankonstage.com.
Frank, are there any
coupons? And one last thing, guys, is Charles Barkley. Ready for this, guys? Kevin Durant is never out of bounds. Never. No. Never out of bounds.
That's embarrassing for the
that
referees.
Was embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
That was embarrassing.
Kevin Durant was four rows back eating a hot dog and still wasn't out of bounds.
That's why I was glad Harden hit that shot, because it was poetic justice, you know?
Probably the greatest player in the world, just ask Rob.
That's right.
Right.
You already know it.
No, you don't agree with that,
yes,
Frank.
Yes, he does.
I know you don't.
Charles Barkley agrees. Charles agrees.
I agree.
ASU, knucklehead.
All right, it's Frank Caliendo. Thanks a lot, man.
My man, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, brother.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
The All-Pro team is a lot more exclusive. They name a first team and a second team. And here's how exclusive it is. There are only three running backs named. One first-teamer, Todd Gurley. Second-teamer, Ezekiel Elliott. And Christian McCaffrey made it as the flex position, which could be either a receiver or a running back. And longtime NFL reporter Peter King has caused quite a stir as he talked about today.
Do you know Peter?
Yes, I know Peter. I like Peter too. I get along with him.
I've known him for a long time. It's funny, we worked at two separate papers. We never worked together, which was weird. When I came to the Cincinnati Inquirer, he left to go to Newsday. When I went to Newsday, he left. We missed each other twice.
Was he avoiding you?
I think so. He knew.
Did y'all get along?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
I know Peter a long time.
We've worked together on a nonprofit organization that deals with journalism. So that's how I know him, through that. But I like him. He obviously does a great job covering the NFL. But he talked about how he had put Antonio Brown on his All-Pro team and then took him off after what happened last week. Here's Peter talking about it.
And I said, I can't in good conscience put a guy who took the equivalent of 6% of the season and flushed it down the toilet. When the Steelers were in a playoff implication game. And so, Mike, I ended up voting for Michael Thomas, and I took Antonio Brown off All-Pro ballot. I'm very, very serious about these votes, and they mean a lot to me. But if a guy takes 6% of his season and purposely flushes it down the toilet, I can't vote for him for anything. He wouldn't be among my top 10 or 20 receivers for the season.
Well, first of all, let's tell the receivers that did make the All-Pro team. First team, Michael Thomas, and DeAndre Hopkins, and then Tyreek Hill made it as a flex receiver. And then the second team was Julio Jones, and Tyreek Hill ironically makes it as a second team wide receiver. So there are your receivers: Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, and Tyreek Hill. And you and I are both voters. I vote for the NBA postseason or regular season honors, MVP,
Did you vote for all that last year? How many things do you get to vote for?
You vote for several.
But don't they usually mix it around, right?
I was MVP, All-NBA team, defensive player. Like, it was probably six things I voted for. I think they used to switch it up, but now I believe
that's the way it used to be done, right?
Used to be,
that's why I'm asking, because I don't
vote for some of the categories.
When I covered the league, you know what I mean, back then.
Right. Yeah, now I think I vote for everything and everybody votes for everything. But I also vote for NBA All-Star team because, you know, it's a third coaches, a third
players and third media.
Or a third fans, third player, and a third media. So I'm like Peter. I take these votes seriously. And, you know, I really try to put my all into the voting and make sure I try to get it right.
Yeah, I got a problem with it. It sounds like a self-righteous, he's standing on higher ground, and oh my God, I take this so serious. And I would have to see. I would love to have seen, and I don't know all of Peter's work, but I hope he did the same thing when some other players did stuff, like Big Ben was going through his issues.
What issues?
You know, what was it? Rob, what was the exact, was it
sexual assault? But that's different.
No. I'm just saying.
He
cost his team a couple of games by doing stuff. He was suspended. He didn't play. He cost his team games.
I see it differently.
I don't look at it differently. He did something that was reckless and cost his team games. That's what he did.
Tom Brady
was suspended for 4 games. Tom Brady also, he cheated. He hurt the Patriots because they didn't have him for 4 games because according to the NFL rules, Tom Brady cheated. You could call it whatever you want. Tom Brady cheated and he missed 4 games. That's what happened. But I guarantee you, Peter didn't come out and say he wouldn't vote for Tom Brady. Now, that's all I'm saying, Chris. Be consistent. I understand it's easy not to like AB. And if you don't want to vote, I've always said this. I have my vote. You have your vote. I'll never tell anybody what to do with your vote. Because that's not my place. Be consistent. Now, if you could show me a Peter King column that he ripped these other guys and he did the same thing, he's the same guy who went out and stood up for Darren Sharper, who was drugging women and raping them. He said, I cannot vote for him for the Hall of Fame because he was a great football player and that this is separate. How? Really? There's a big difference, Chris, between doing something stupid, which is what AB did, and not playing that game. And I'm not, you know, I haven't given him the pass on that.
Right, right.
All right? I hold him accountable.
Right.
It was dumb. It was stupid. My only thing is, this sounds like somebody looking for attention and capitalizing. It's easy to pop.
You think Peter King's doing this for attention?
I don't think he got
plenty of attention.
I understand that, but it just seems weird. I don't remember Peter ever doing this on these other situations.
And
when people criticized him about the Darren Sharper, he made a distinction. That's all I'm saying.
Let me say this, because you made some interesting points. Let me get to all of them before you butt in. First, I do understand the difference he's making between Darren Sharper and Antonio Brown. He's saying Darren Sharper, his stuff was off the field, as terrible as it was, but it didn't affect games or the team. Antonio Brown, what he did affected the team, and what we're judging them on is their performance. You know, as you've said before and we've all said before, look, Lawrence Taylor, his issues are well documented. A lot of players have different issues, and we try not to judge them on that. We try to judge them on the field. Let me finish. So I get that. But in what may be a first on The Odd Couple, I think it is, you convinced me on when you brought up Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger, because those situations did cost their team games. Now, it's because I do make a distinction, Rob, between if you do something off the field, it may be heinous. But when it comes to voting for on the field honors and things like that, I'm going to separate that. Because a lot of guys live lifestyles I don't agree with, but I don't bring that into play with the voting. But you were right. Tom Brady's cheating. He missed 4 games. That could have cost them a playoff run. And they went to the Super Bowl that year. It could have cost them a Super Bowl appearance. So I agree with you. I didn't think that way going into this conversation, but you made great points. Like I said, I think this is a first on the Odd Couple, and I do agree with you on the Brady and Roethlisberger examples that you brought up. You have got to be
consistent. That's all, Chris. And I like I say, that's his vote. I'm not saying Peter can't do that.
Right.
I'm just hoping he did the same thing when it came to Brady and Big Ben. That's all I'm saying. And if I don't remember those columns, do you know what I mean? I don't remember. So someone would have to be, show it to me, and then I'll take it back or whatever you want to say. But I don't remember those columns saying,
right.
Oh, no, I can't vote for Tom Brady for anything.
You see what I'm saying, though, with the Darren Sharper thing.
Yeah,
like,
but
again, I think that's different. If Sharper had done something that caused him to miss games or—
Well, but you didn't know that he was not going to get caught. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, what he's doing, I mean, it's beyond what Antonio Brown or anybody did, right? I mean, it's terrible. But my point is, you see the distinction I'm saying.
I see what you're saying, but I just find it to be for someone to go to bat for a guy who's doing, you know what I mean? People, what did they want to do with OJ? Oh, take his bust out of the Hall of Fame. They did the same. They tried.
Yeah. Right? Look, you're right. You have to be consistent.
Be consistent.
If Lawrence Taylor, if Darren Sharper, if many other guys, OJ Simpson, what he did off the field, as bad as it was, we're judging them for their performance.
And the other part is whether people, and I'm not saying that I agreed with the verdict, but he was also acquitted.
Right.
And people won't, do you see what I'm saying?
They wouldn't let it go. Right.
One, like he was found guilty and handcuffed and went to jail. So I'm just saying, be consistent.